see them in the context of where your season is. How big a win is that?
It's a good away win, obviously. You know, the competition's got that tight these days that you very rarely win away from home. And for us, it's compounded. We played well last week against London Irish, and we've come away and got some stability and some consistency. So really delighted with that.
In terms of the overall performance, Steve, I mean, incredible defence with so many echoes of what you were about last season. That must be one of the most pleasing things, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a scrappy game. The line-out didn't function very well. But, you know, it was a night in with a wet ball where you don't want the ball and let the opposition have it. And that's what happened. And we managed to defend really well. And we got an opportunity and took it. You know, Dan Braid scored a really good try, close quarter try. So, really delighted, to be fair.
Was it a better win because the line-out wasn't functioning and you weren't probably playing at your best, that you've come away and scrapped a win?
Well, yeah, it's always good when you know, there's always things to improve on, and the line-out had been going particularly well for us, so it's always a kick up the backside for us, and, you know, we've got a really difficult challenge next week to go to Newcastle, who I believe won tonight.
But in terms of the context of the season and the belief it will give you and your players, though, to come here and win, when not many sides will do that probably this season, it's huge.
Yeah, and you know, we've got a good side when we've got our first choices out. We're still missing Hinesy and Tommy Taylor. But, you know, that's the way it is. We're weathering the storm, and, you know, belief's a big important factor to success as a team. And, you know, we concentrate on our belief at the moment, not on the opposition. And
very physical game as well, wasn't it? And you lost a few guys to injury. Any news on some of the guys who had to go off?
Dave Seaman's got a knock on his shoulder. Easter got a knock on the head, I think that was it.
Tommy Arscott got a
hamstring, yeah, but, you know, that happens. Lads will come in and fill their spots.
But it's a crucial period of the season now. I mean, you've got Newcastle away next week before you break into Europe again, and you're getting yourself in the right position in terms of the mix of the table, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I think what we've said is we want to have, you know, 25, 30 points by Christmas, and that'll give us a shot to get in the top six, which, you know, is really difficult. And, you know, I keep alluding to it, we've not got a massive squad, but when we're all fit, then you get performances like that. And, you know, I said last week after the win, that's the sale that we know. And again, it was a really good performance tonight. And, you know, to a man, even though we didn't get it right in certain areas, it's still a credible win.
What was the best bit about the performance of defence? I know kind of last season you spoke about how much that was the basis of a lot of your victories. Tonight and the recent games, it seems to be getting to where it was last year.
Yeah, everyone's bought into it, you know, and again, it's belief that let them have the ball, and if they can run around us, good. They certainly won't run through us, and you know, like all teams and coaches are doing the same sort of stuff. It's coming away from home, and it's when you put in a performance like that, it is a tipping point of the season. You know, you can go on and, you know, and do some things, achieve the goals that you set. And one of the goals that we set is to try and finish in the top half of the division. And, you know, tonight at least we're there.
Yeah, you've spoken about that, haven't you? Like, there's defining points in the season, and this run of three league games always stuck out to you, really. And to get two wins out of the first two games with 9 points, must be delighted, really.
Yeah, we are. And again, it's a lot of hard work needed next week to get this set piece sorted and hopefully give Newcastle a good run for the money next week.
I think Dimes is an element of your side. A lot of locally produced young lads in there, guys like Mike Haley, who played really well again tonight. Will Cliff, that must give you extra pleasure as a coach to see them come through.
Yeah, well, so I think we knocked 17, 18 English out on the pitch tonight. Quinns, we try and emulate Quinns. They put 20 odd out most weeks, so they grow from within. It's organic, and, you know, you've got to put a sprinkling of foreign players in, and we do that with Dan Braid, Mike Patterson, and Sammy Tuitupo. So the ingredient works well for us.